back to Ask Us Wisconsin. This is Kristen Fry. Jane, the amount of vintage music you find is just, it makes my day.
This is me.
What is this from?
This is the Star Spangled Man with a Plan, Captain America.
Oh, yeah. I thought this reminded me of the Wisconsin State Fair or the State Fair music that you were playing at last week.
I'm not responsible for this.
This was, all right.
Not the hero we deserve, but maybe the hero we need. Captain America, Steve Rogers. Or
not to be confused with Soldier Boy.
Or Falcon.
Or not Falcon.
In the current
time. When does he get his movie?
2024?
Because they had the TV show.
Yeah, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That's actually where that needle drop is from.
Okay.
But fantastic song.
Fantastic.
And not a rock song.
Not a rock song. All right. So you were going to make a point, and then we had to go to break. So what is
point? I think that the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago is a really interesting test of this. Right? Because there are partisans who might say, who don't like Donald Trump, who go, aha, see, I knew he did it. No. We don't know what he did or didn't do. There are partisans on the Republican side who are Trump defenders who will say, he couldn't have done anything wrong. This is an outrageous, you know, violation of privacy of the former president. The reality is, neither side knows whether that's true or not. So you have to take a step back and sort of think about, like, what do we know has to happen for a raid like that to be authorized? Okay. We know that an independent federal magistrate needs to see whatever evidence the FBI investigators have to sign off on the warrant. Just because they have evidence and they get a warrant signed off does not mean that anyone will be indicted for anything. This is the way that the judicial process plays out. And we should make the choice to trust that the FBI would not raid the home of a former president on, like, a hunch, right? Like, they understand the scrutiny here. So I think it's probably pretty clear that it's pretty buttoned up in terms of the evidence and, like, the righteousness of the warrant. But that still doesn't mean that he's violated any crimes or that he'll be indicted. We just have to wait and see. And that's okay, right? And that's what we should be doing. And so I will say, like, shame on both sides. Shame on the people saying, finally, Donald Trump is facing accountability. No, he's not. We don't know if he's done anything wrong yet, you know, in terms of violation of the law. And to the partisans on the other side who are decrying this as something that Joe Biden puppeteered, like, give me a break. Joe Biden has enough respect for the rule of law. I can almost guarantee you that Joe Biden has made it a point that he has never been alone in a room with his attorney general, so that there are always witnesses who can attest to the conversations that they've had, because he respects the rule of law. And the only other thing I'd say on this, and again, this is where I'm trying not to be partisan, but it's like, when Republicans and Trump defenders are out here today saying, if they could do it to the president, they can do it to anyone. Yes. Thank you for making the point clear as day. No one in this country is above the law. No one should be above the law. We have a system. Let's let it work, and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can talk about really fun stuff.
Now, yeah. We'll end there on that one. But the one that I really wanted to get to, since we are all dog owners, it's National Spoil Your Dog Day. So what are you going to do?
Isn't every day National Spoil Your Dog Day? It certainly feels like it at our house.
What is the thing that you do that is the most egregious when it comes to spoiling your dog?
I'm not sure anyone spoils our dog Truman like the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh.
Shout out to our guys Abe and Rick, who are letter carriers in our neighborhood, who Truman has trained to always have treats on their person for him, to a point where, like, if we are walking down the street on a Sunday and Truman sees a white van shaped like a mail truck, he will just, like, lock in place and stare, you know, hundreds of yards away, expecting that he's about to get a treat. It's adorable when it's not like, okay, come on, buddy, we gotta keep walking.
Okay, go. Right? There's no treat.
So he's trained the letter carriers. He's also trained us, or he thinks he has, where he knows where the treats are up on top of the, yeah. And so he parks kind of by the kitchen table and he just stares right up at it. And then we'll kind of, like, look to make sure you're looking. And if you are, you know, he expects a treat. He's pretty spoiled. Now, he's too big. He's a 100-pound dog.
Oh, wow.
So he's too big to spoil in terms of, like, you can come up on the couch or you can come in bed. But when he was a puppy, I did all that with him.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, mine, so with our not 100-pound dog, our 11-pound Chihuahua, Big Cliff, I would say it's on the bed because Mike is not a fan. I've now broken him too. But for a while, Mike was like, I can't, because he doesn't want anyone to touch him while he's sleeping. And Cliff loves Mike more than he loves me, so Ooh. He wants to be next to Dad. But now he is settled for Mom, and I find it very comforting having him in the bed with me, especially because he gets like as close as Aww. Like actually physically possible and curls up next to me. So I would say that is how we spoil Cliff.
How old is Cliff?
We think he's 12.
Okay.
I mean, we rescued him when he was 10, so he's like 12-ish. He also loves Ritz crackers, so he'll like. In his little tiny mouth, like try to pick up the cracker if you put it on, and then he'll finally figure out how to flip it up, and then he'll go and.
So humans are to saltines as Ritz are to Chihuahuas.
I don't know. Mike likes Ritz a lot too. So.
I just mean like how many of them can they eat before they go totally dry and have to
stop? That's a good point. That's a good point. Jane, what do you do?
Well, when Barks was still with us, we did do the doggy daycare route for the first couple of years, just because when they're puppies and he had so much energy for like the first 3 years. And so on Fridays, he would go to doggy daycare so that when I picked him up at 5:30, he was dead.
Where would you take him, Jane?
There was a great place in Wauwatosa.
Okay.
Central Park.
Got it.
Central Park. And they do a... You know, they do a little personality thing for them.
Daily
and
report card.
Separate them into groups to make sure everybody's going to get along. And they really do a fantastic job. And it's just such a great way to get out some of that puppy energy at least once a week.
I would say the same thing about my friends at Bayview Bark, which is where Truman would go when he was a puppy. Among the things I discovered later was they like installed buttons on my dog that they didn't tell me about. So like
buttons on your dog,
like they taught him stuff, but then they didn't tell me that they taught him it. So like I'd be out walking him and he'd find like he's on a leash and he'd be like on one side of like a chain fence. And, you know, he couldn't come under it to get. So I'd just be like over and he'd go boing and he'd just bounce right over. And I asked them like, did you guys teach my dog the difference between over and under? They're like, oh, yeah, that's one of the buttons we install.
Well, that would
be a weird way
to
phrase it. A button that we install on your dog.
He's not jumping over much of anything these days, though. He'll be 10 next month in October, and he's got a bionic knee. He's got some arthritis. He's a poor guy, but we're still spoiling him. Lots of love every day.
I'm trying to think
today.
Of like an extra special thing to do for Cliff today.
You could get him a little pup cup or something.
Yeah, the puppuccino from Starbucks. Yep,
that's a good idea.
Truman has Starbucks more often than I do.
Is he really?
Because I don't drink coffee. But when my wife or daughter goes, they'll often give him a pup cup.
What's actually in a pup cup?
I think it's just whipped cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I did not get him a
cream puff from the state fair.
You didn't get yourself a cream puff.
No, I got myself a cookie. And I'm almost done with it. I'm more of a cookie guy than a cream puff guy.
All right. Well, you're done with radio for the day. Exhale.
What a day it's been.
Drink some water. We'll see you next time, Joe Zepecki. I'm sure it won't be that long because I love having you here. And for us, we will be back tomorrow. This has been Ask Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the only song I have.
Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's at.
Because she knew where it was at.